Welcome back to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 105, hands-on review with the MagSafe Duo Charger and special event. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We'll give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. I am your host, John Scudder, from Alaska's largest city, Anchorage. In this episode, we will do a hands-on review of a great stocking stuffer for the Apple enthusiast. It is the MagSafe Duo Charger. Additionally, Apple has announced several new leather iPhone accessories, such as a leather wallet that attaches to the MagSafe in the back of the phone, and a leather sleeve that encompasses the phone. We have both these items coming in the near future, and we'll review them in a future episode. Let's go to the show and take a hands-on review of the MagSafe Duo Charger. Apple began selling and shipping this week, and Mac Minutes received their MagSafe Duo Charger, enabling us to do the hands-on review. This was an accessory that was announced alongside the new iPhone 12 lineup presented at the virtual presentation on October 13th. I enjoy the quality of Apple accessories in general, and they are safe gifts. There are a few companies who make nice accessories, and as an enthusiast, you likely know some of them. I've reviewed some of the products in previous episodes in the past. However, there are plenty more which fall short and make lofty claims, and frankly, some are hazardous, especially when it comes to power devices. The MagSafe Duo Charger is a charging pad that uses Qi wireless charging tech to charge two devices at once. Apple says it supports any Qi-enabled device, but of course, it specifically notes that the Duo can charge any two-device combination of an iPhone and Apple Watch or AirPods cases. The MagSafe Duo comes in white in color and is like a hard rubber. It features a foldable design for easier portability, and it ships with a USB-C to Lightning cable. The Apple Watch charging puck can be used flat, but there's also an option to pop it up to charge the Apple Watch upright. I've put a picture on the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutes.blubrry.net. My first benefit sort of surprised me in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic is this device is perfect for the traveler. The appeal to me and anyone who would rather not carry two separate power bricks and cables to charge their watch and phone is reason enough for me and one of the primary reasons I bought this device. There are several other reasons to stay with the Apple MagSafe product line. I'll mention some of them. The new iPhone 12s have a magnet built into the back that is designed to allow chargers and cases to latch on. MagSafe iPhones also have built-in sensors to detect what kind of accessory is being connected and communicate with it via NFC. If making sure your devices are charged is vital, this is a key attribute. The MagSafe Duo Charger is made with the enthusiast in mind. Let me explain. This device does not come with a charging brick, which Apple likely thinks you already have one if you are buying this product. It's essential to get the most efficiency out of this product and use the right charging brick or buy one. I'll talk more about this in a second. At the $129 US price tag for MagSafe Duo, it's sort of hard to understand having to buy anything else to use it. This could be considered a negative to anyone except an enthusiast who owns several charging bricks already. So if you don't have an extra one, this next point is important. To get the most out of the device, Apple recommends you should get a 27-watt or higher USB-C power adapter for faster wireless charging up to 14 watts. Less efficient is the 20-watt USB-C power adapter for wireless charging up to 11 watts. For wireless charging, this is pretty efficient. Wire charging is faster, but having a multi-device is definitely more convenient. The price of the 20-watt charger is $19 US and 30-watt is $49. This would also be a great stocking stuffer for those who don't want to spend to buy the MagSafe Duo. The MagSafe Duo, as I said, is $129 and shipped right away. And I checked again this evening, and it's still available to arrive during the holidays. As I said at the beginning of the podcast, there are many more iPhone 12 cases and MagSafe accessories we have coming in the next few days, and we will talk about them soon. You can check them out now at the Apple website. Let's transition to a special event we have for Mac Minutes Podcast Facebook group members. World-renowned Apple tutorial expert Dan Wasink will be speaking to the Alaskan Apple User Group, and they have graciously opened their presentation to our group. The event is Wednesday, December 9th at 7 p.m. Alaskan time. If any of you don't know about Dan, I would invite you to visit his website at danstutorials.com. He's a great educator and a wealth of knowledge when it comes to Apple products. I'm a lifetime member of his website and enjoy his enthusiasm for Apple technology. The free presentation will be his new Ask Me Anything format, which is interesting. Join the Mac Minutes Facebook group for more details on how to participate in this virtual conference. If you don't participate in Facebook, I understand. Connect with me via one of the ways I'll mention here in a few minutes, and I'll make sure you get the information. Even if you are busy that evening, I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group where I post articles from the top tech journalists, people discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and there's other great tech happenings such as we have Wednesday evening. Joining the group is free, and it's part of being a Mac Minutes listener. If you have a question for me, please reach out to the show at the email address or text the phone number on the Mac Minutes website. You can also leave a note in the comments page at the website. I will then provide an answer in a future episode. Again, that webpage is located online at macminutes.blurry.net. Other places Mac Minutes are at is on Twitter at minutes_Mac. For the Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to seeing you next week for our next podcast. We are also very happy to announce Mac Minutes is now available on Apple Music Podcast. This was a big step forward for the podcast, and we are ecstatic on being accepted into the Amazon Music Podcast Library. Mac Minutes is available on great locations such as Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. Take care of yourself during the upcoming holiday season, and we'll see you next time as we venture onward into the next year on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Have a great holiday season in whatever way you celebrate, and thank you again for listening.